because we don't know how much the extent of their injury at that point. We also may not know the amount of insurance coverage that's available. So those are all factors that we just have to wait on, you know, information that we have to gather before we can, you know, really give a fair assessment. But what I tell a person, just as soon as I can get everything, then we can sit down and make a decision of what we think is fair.
Well, you know, listening to you talk about it, I think I'd really have to wonder if I did call up some lawyer and started talking to them about it, and if they gave me some kind of a number on the telephone or, you know, after a first meeting without all this information, I'd really have to wonder if they really understood how personal injury works. Would you think that'd be about the way, a good way to be thinking?
Well, you know, I think that is true. And I also think just in general, there are people that may sometimes tell you what they think you may want to hear, and then later on sit down and tell you the truth. And I would prefer to go ahead and get everything out there as early as possible and explain how the process works and how it works, and just then at that point, you know, take it on to do everything I can to, like I said earlier, get the very best, get the very best settlement possible. And then if that's not, and then if for whatever reason, you know, the insurance companies are not going to be fair, then file a lawsuit and, you know, just go into court with it and do it, you know, do the best you can to get the most you can out of the case through litigation.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, now I'm sure everybody watches television, and of course I watch television, and I see at least one insurance company advertising on TV that, boy, they'll be right out there to even to the scene of my accident, or real quick anyway, and pay me off with a check right away like they're doing me a favor. Are they doing me a favor doing that?
You know, it's not in a person's best interest to take a quick settlement, because once again, you have not completed a medical treatment, and I just think that the insurance companies have a team of attorneys that work for them and that have prepared any document that you're going to sign. They've prepared the insurance policies. And they're looking out for that insurance company. And those adjusters, they are paid. In some of the companies, they're paid bonuses based on, and they're rated based on the amount of money that they're perceived to save their insurance company. And one of the ways they do that is settling these cases and closing the cases out fast. And in my opinion, until you've completed all of your medical treatment, you're really in no position to settle a case. And I've had a number of cases over the years where I've had clients that were negotiating with their insurance company. They come to me and they tell me where they're at. And I've told several clients there that you come down and you tell me, you know, you give me the information about the case, let me look at it, you tell me what they've offered, and I'll tell you, I'll be very honest with you, and I'll tell you if it's fair or not. And I've also told them once, and I've had several clients take me up on that. They come down to the office, they give me their information, and I tell them it's not fair, And if I can't do better than that for you, in other words, get you more money and pay my fee out of the settlement, then I will give you your file back and let you just take what the insurance company has offered if that's what you choose to do, if I can't do better than that. And any case I've done that on, I've always been able to do, you know, much better than what the client was initially trying to do on their own. And Henry, you're right. Many of those cases, they were offered money fairly quick. And I told them that, you know, that's not the right thing to do. Now, I've had other cases where the clients were expecting money from the insurance company quickly and were feeling like they were being neglected by the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, I'm able to sit down and explain how it works. And that, to me, that's another reason just to have your attorney handle the case, because it's something I do on a daily basis. I'm familiar with how the insurance companies work and, you know, gathering all the records and getting all the information to the insurance company and dealing with that. And I've noticed with many of my clients over the years, just the relief that they experience by being able just to turn that over. And that's what I say to my clients, especially when they're still treating, is you let me deal with this. You let me deal with the financial aspect of it. And you just focus on your health care and your medical treatment and getting better. And let me deal with this. And then we'll stay in contact. We'll stay in touch. We'll communicate. And we'll decide together, you know, based on my advice, the best way to handle your case.
I see. Well, you know, I'm imagining that some people are, you know, who've been in some fairly bad accident or, you know, enough to be injured. What they're really concerned also about is they can't afford this, you know, the medical treatment or the psychological treatment or, you know, neuropsychologists for brain injuries and things like that. What happens then? Is there, I heard about something called a letter of protection, I think it's called.
Yes.
And, you know, what can be done about that and things like Social Security, disability, or workers' comp, or something like that. Could you talk about that a little bit?